AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. Give them a hand clap right there. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW Radio, iHeart Radio, and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. And get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. That's onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. Or call 1-888-MySBC30. MySBC30, My Small Business. Get connected to our fitness center. I am so excited. We are into our, third week into October's Women in Business, in Small Business Month. We're celebrating. We need to celebrate the power of women out there that are working hard, that are running businesses, entrepreneurship, the American dream. I know there's a lot of things going on around the world, but we're going to celebrate. We're going to do a little bit of celebrating. We're going to do a little bit of cheer today. We're going to do a little bit of just pointing out that there's some other things going on that we can celebrate, and it's okay to take a pause and celebrate our women and entrepreneur that's doing such a fantastic job. I was reading an article today, and it was about Warren Buffett and Steve Jobs, and they have this thought process. I say had because Steve Jobs is no longer with us, but here was their intrinsic belief, and that is, as a business owner, a student asked Warren Buffett if he could start all over, what would he do different? And he said, most of the billionaires that he knows are doing what they love. And Steve Jobs had that same thought: do what you love. Four words that can change your life: do what you love. And so we're going to talk a little bit about doing what you love, celebrating women who are impacting, power women that are impacting the state of California, small businesses, the world around them. And I can't cheerlead for them enough. So we have on the show today, I'm just really ecstatic, Tara Lynn Gray. Tara Lynn Gray was sworn in April 26, 2021 as the fifth director of the California Office of the Small Business Advocate. She serves as the voice of California's 4.2 million small businesses in the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. Under Director Gray's leadership, which is all kinds of awesomeness, the California Office of Small Business Advocate focuses on helping to bring about Governor Newsom's California for All vision. How about that? California for All vision through further development of the state's small business ecosystem and by ensuring that questions about equity and inclusion are the starting point for all of the state's small business programs. Totally awesome. So we have Tara Lynn Gray with us, and we also have, and who is now what I would say is just a veteran of the show, is Debbie Toasty. Debbie Toasty is back with us. Debbie is currently overseen as the Director of Client Services for the Northern California Small Business Development Center and Economic Impacts and Metrics and Centralized Intake. She's just kind of fantastic. Fantastic. She has come with over 20 years of local small business experience about, along with her an international business background. She started her SBDC career working as the business service director for the North Coast SBDC, a service center which covers Humboldt and Del Norte counties as well. And Debbie is no stranger to small business. I mean, she ran a small business. She has actually in a couple of different parts of the world serving. She spent her last several years working in Paris and Singapore, where she had her own company, her own businesses. So she has this international kind of piece to her, which is also exciting for those who are looking to do some international trade or do business overseas, or maybe you're moving somewhere overseas, but whatever the case is, she brings that piece of special international what I like to call genius to the table. So thank you both for joining me on the show today. I'm so excited to have you both on, and I am going to start with Tara Lynn today on the show. Tara Lynn Gray, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for joining on the show today.
Thank you, Margaret. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we got on air, I'm kind of excited. I'm just wondering if I could get your autograph. You're just absolutely phenomenal. You are just all through the state, just impacting. And, you know, I share this. I've been wanting to get you on the show for about a year. And so now for all of those who's listening in and all of the other radio show personalities out there, I got her. She's on today. So eat your heart out. Man, we appreciate you. You are doing some phenomenal work. Phenomenal work. So tell us a little bit about what's going on throughout the state. You came in 2021, and it just seemed like it was just an about face. I've been working with the SBDC for years, and not that there hasn't been great work going on, but it's like you picked up the mantle and just took off running.
Yes. Well, you know, thank you so much for that, Margaret. I am blessed to be in this position and to have resources. I mean, really, to the governor and the legislature's credit, they have poured resources the last several years into small business programs, recognizing that small businesses are really critical infrastructure to our communities across the state. And in recognizing, you know, the unfortunate situation with the pandemic, our governor had courage, right? Our legislators had courage to put resources, $4 billion to be exact, into small business grant programs. 128,000 small business grants out of that one program, the largest in the country. And I know, though we are, you know, past the shutdowns and all of that, I cannot talk about the commitment of the state without reflecting on that very huge statement that small businesses are critical and worthy of continued investment.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. And historically, though, we have seen the state of California be that kind of that spearhead for the whole country when challenging times come along. And you're right, when the pandemic hit, it was some really tough decisions to make. And Governor Newsom, just as difficult as it was, made the hard choices. And yes. I think, at least from my perspective, I think it was the right, you know, he made the right decisions. Everyone may not agree with that. You know, this isn't a political conversation, but I think it was certainly worthwhile. And we learned some things.
Absolutely. And I think leadership, which is what we are doing in the governor's office of business and economic development. I mean, you see all of the major programs. you know, that affect industry and business, they start there. The critical infrastructure investments, new and emerging industries. It's no mistake how California gets to be the fifth largest economy in the world, almost the fourth. This is how we do it. We lead in patents. We lead in VC investments. We lead in the startup economy. So there's so many places where we lead. And this is how we create the right environment for small businesses to start and to grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to pause you there for just a moment. I'm going to bring Debbie into the conversation because SBDC plays a major role in supporting our small businesses throughout the state. And so I want to let her chime in. Debbie, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great, Margaret. And thanks for having me again on your show.
Yes, yes, Debbie. So just picking up where the conversation leaving off with Terilyn Gray in terms of just all of the support that's happening, and I've seen it at SBDC being an SBDC advisor, a former director, but we just have to echo that support is there, and it's coming from the state, it's coming from other organizations. Tell me your perspective on that and the support that small businesses are getting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just have to agree 100% with what Terilyn, you know, has just stated. We have received, so the SBDC has received tremendous support from the state of California. You know, the governor's office is one of our major funders, and you know, we appreciate all the resources and the partnerships we've developed with the state of California, of course, as well as the SBA, who is our federal funder. There is tremendous support out there for all small businesses in California, and especially, you know, before the pandemic and even now. Pandemic. I had the opportunity to work with Terilyn and her team on the Dream Fund grant, which was just so helpful for folks who were kind of like, you know, stuck. They weren't exactly, you know, in business during the pandemic. They were getting started, and that was like a major hardship to continue and move forward. And so working with the governor's office on the Dream Fund grant was just a great opportunity for folks to get just a little bit of funding, you know, to get things going or just continue, what they were working on. And, you know, there might be talk of a second Dream Fund grant, which I'm looking forward to that. But yes, there are tremendous opportunities in California. And the SBDC, of course, you know, helps businesses search for those opportunities, get on the right path to success. And, you know, we have such great business advisors like, you know, Margaret Jackson and so many others that really provide like the expertise that small businesses need to grow and seek funding.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm being pointed to a commercial break here. When we come back, more Debbie Toasty, more Terilyn Gray, and more celebrating women, power women in power positions. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge.
Business on the Edge.
On AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. You are listening to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are celebrating you power women out there in business. Keep up the good work that you're doing. I'm so excited about the investment and the impact that women are making in business and in their disciplines and their genius. And we have two power women on the show with us today, Tara Lynn Gray and Debbie Toasty. If you're just tuning in, Tara Lynn Gray is the director of the California Office of the Small Business Advocate, and she is a name to know. Keep that in mind. And Debbie Toasty, the director of client at NorCal SBDC, client services at NorCal SBDC, powerful in their own right. So I want to talk to you both a little bit about. I always like to do, especially these months of supporting and celebrating women in small business in a time of just, you know, it's like we have the pandemic, we get hit with that, we've got these wars, and we're still building business, we're still trying to press through life, press through the challenges. And usually I like to do something at the bottom of the show, but I think I'd like to, you know, bring a little sunshine to the beginning of the show here. And those power women out there that are investing time and energy, the micro businesses and those that are, you know, in the trenches wanting to build business in the state of California. Debbie, I'll start with you. What would you say to them? What advice would you give? You've been an international small business owner in your own right. I want you to talk a little bit also about, you've been just appointed to a California board. I'm let you let that cat out of the bag. What would you say to the women out there that are entrepreneurial or they're pre-venture and they're little, you know, maybe they're a little nervous and maybe they've been in their business, whatever they're at in that spectrum. What's the power word would you give them today?
Let's see. I would say persevere and live your dreams, right? Like there's so many things out there that, you know, dissuade us from, you know, doing this or pursuing our dreams or, you know, continuing with what we really want to do. And so sometimes we just have to like take a step back and say like, hey, I can do this, right? I'm going to take the time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to live my dream. And that's really what I would suggest, because there's so many, because there's always things out there and challenges that will, you know, push us down, and we just have to keep elevating ourselves. So that's what I would really say is pursue the dream and perseverance.
And I agree with that. And women need to know that other women back them up. We can back you up. And what's interesting enough, though, is that, and I just got to say this, in the workplace, you have more percentage-wise women that bully more women in the workplace than men. And we just have to cut that out. We just have to band together, stand together, and build and live your best life. Shoot for the stars. Steve Jobs says, I just want to make a ding on the universe. Make your ding on the universe. Make it count. You're really not in competition with the best version of who you can be from each season that you're in. So be a better version than the last season. You know, make your ding on the universe for this season and the one after that. And after that, if you focus on your genius and what you bring to the table, and like you said, Debbie, live in the dream that you love, that you're going to love, and persevere. And so I'm gonna toss the ball over to Tara Lynn Gray. And says, Tara Lynn, what would you say? I've read your entire bio. You have really done some magnificent things. And not everyone has the courage. You used the word courage a couple of times in the last segment. It takes courage to be an entrepreneur. What would you say to the women out there that are seeking in the state of California, and just anywhere, really? This is for everyone. But what would you say to them?
I think to Debbie's word persevere, I think I would add two more P words. I would say power and purpose. And I would say step into your own power. Show up. with your genuine and authentic self. Tell your truth and let your truth inform those that you are working with or the solutions that you are designing. And I would say that your purpose, figuring out your purpose, I think we are all destined to do something and to be a part of something that is bigger than ourselves. And there is something special about taking the focus off of yourself and it giving you the ability to really push forward and to serve others and to empower people that may be powerless or give voice to those that are voiceless. So I would add those two things.
That's powerful, and I think you're almost here writing my book. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, don't let the cat out of the bag here. I'm actually, and hopefully soon, when you're investing time in your life and like the article that I read earlier with Warren Buffett about Steve Jobs. Do what you love. Four words, do what you love. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more of the Power Women here on today's show. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Don't you think it's strange?
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Here we are live in the area and around the world. Those who are listening on iHeartRadio, thank you for tuning in. Give you guys some love out there. I want to make sure that I recognize you're out there. We are talking to two power women in the state of California who are just wrecking it, supporting small businesses, crushing it, supporting small businesses, supporting women in businesses, women in business, minorities in business. And we're celebrating the women in business, small business. This is the National Small Business, Women in Small Business Month. And we want to salute you all out there that are in the grind day to day. You're in the grind, whether you're in the shop or whether you are consultants, whether you are restaurant owners, whatever you're doing, you have a lot of support behind you. And what I would encourage you is don't go it alone. Don't do it alone. And so we don't have a lot of time in this segment. So I want to talk to Debbie Tolstoy really quickly. Debbie, you have just been appointed to a California Advisory Council. Can you tell us a little bit about what council that is, what you're doing there, what's going on with that? I'd like you to let that cat out of the bag.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Margaret. It's the California Employer Advisory Council. And this is a great organization that exists all across California. And so we work, county by county, but we're a nonprofit and we work with EDD, and our members are established businesses. So it's great. So we really try and provide resources, to our small business community. And on a monthly basis, we have some workshops or, seminars to just help keep small businesses on track.
That's fantastic. Now, just before we go to a commercial break here soon. So you, small business owner overseas, in Singapore and Paris, you've been part of your family business. You learn to navigate really how to do a business overseas, which is just admirable. Tell us a little bit about your personal small business experiences.
Yeah. So I have my own small business, a consulting company in Paris, France. And so that was very interesting how to navigate that whole process. And it was actually very discouraging in the beginning. And I thought, gosh, I can never do this. But again, you know, I was like, I'm going to do this, going to like persevere, get this done. If I have to talk to every single department in Paris, France, I will. And essentially that's what I ended up doing because, you know, sometimes they send you from one entity to another and then you don't have the right document. And of course, this is all in French. And so just trying to navigate all of that was challenging, right? But such an enriching experience, at the end of the day, because then you can say, like, hey, I did this.
That's right. Absolutely. That's amazing. So now you're helping small businesses here in California. It looks like they're pushing me to a commercial break. I hear that. Let's go ahead and go to commercial break, and we'll pick up in the next segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome back to the show. And here into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show, you know, this is my heart. This is the part of the show that is the cherry on the sundae. And so again, the four words are do what you love. I'm doing what I love, and that is helping small businesses, women in business. You are at the top of the if I had a list, you would be number one on the list. And then supporting minority business owners to really get the opportunities that you need. But I love it. I love it. Small Business Concierge. We're doing a lot. We've got our next magazine coming out soon. And so we'll, you know, when that hits, and that magazine is all over the world. Small Business Concierge, communications and digital media magazine that's out there for you to impact small businesses, right? And so if you want to connect with us, connect with our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. If you are interested in our memberships, hold off on those. We are doing some restructuring on how we want to increase the benefits of our Small Business Fitness Center and access to the member portal and all of that good stuff. So we are collaborating with several entities to make a greater impact for you and really giving you greater affordability for it. So give me a few weeks, folks out there, and I'm going to have something really special for you that it's going to be hard for you to say no to. So that being said, let's get back to our guests, our power women of the hour. My Shiro, Tara Lynn Gray, who is just crushing it around the state of California. And on the commercial break, we're talking a little bit about the women starting businesses in the state of California and just across the country. What kind of changes are you seeing in terms of women starting businesses?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, Margaret. Overall, new business starts are up since the pandemic, and even though it took a little dip back last year, still up more than pre-pandemic. Women are leading the pack, and actually, when segmented, Black women are starting businesses at 21% higher rate than other women. And so we really see women leading the pack when it comes to small businesses. Also want to say that, you know, as Debbie mentioned, the SCDCs are a part of our statewide technical assistance network. We fund 102 centers across the state in my office, and we have 18 women business centers across the state that also receive funding. And the governor's budget last year had an $8 million allocation specifically for women, recognizing the need for additional services to help women start, manage, and grow their businesses.
Oh my gosh, that is jaw-dropping. And to know this, and what's interesting about this, Tara Lynn, is that, and I guarantee you probably heard these words, we didn't know. We didn't know the SBDC was there. We didn't know the Women Business Centers were there. And we've got to get the word out, like through this show, and saying, hey, there are resources out there. Check your Women in Business Centers. Go out to SBA's website. You can get a list of centers around the state for SCORE, for Small Business Development Center, for Women Business Centers, Veteran Business Centers. You know, we have women in all of those different groupings, and get the support that you need. Don't go it alone. You do not have to, and you can get the technical assistance that you absolutely need. And so that being said, is there anything new that's coming up that we can look for, or women can keep an eye on that is supportive of them from the governor's office of Go Biz?
Yeah, so you want to watch our technical assistance program that I just mentioned. We are in the process of making awards for Accelerate California, Inclusive Innovation Program. We are diversifying the innovation economy, making sure that we have all folks represented. You know, our governor has a vision of a California for all, an economy that works for all, and that requires significant investment in women, people of color, veterans, folks, you know, running businesses with disabilities. So we are doubling down on investments. You heard Debbie talk about the Dream Fund. We're running the Agricultural Drought and Flood Program right now. So we have a tremendous number of programs, $5 million in programs last year, grant programs in my office. And I don't see the investment in small businesses slowing down. Also want to say we did a study last year on women-owned businesses. And we, you know, a couple of interesting things came out of that, right? Female founders are doing more with less, nationally receiving just 2% of all venture capital funding, but yet delivering 2 times more revenue per dollar invested than men-owned firms. And women are leading tech enterprises that achieve a 35% higher return on investment than their male counterparts. So there is power in the woman-owned business, and frankly, we're underutilizing female enterprises, and we have got to do more. And we have a program that we are rolling out, AB 2019, in partnership with the Department of General Services. Right. We are helping the liaisons of agencies write economic equity-first action plans that include the folks I just mentioned previously. The governor's got his executive order last year in 1622, which really mandates that we look at equity as we roll out programs and assess equity. So I would just say that this administration is an honor to work with and to be a part of. Equity really is the word of the day, and women are a significant part of our future, a critical part of the workforce.
Can't get in. Gotta go to commercial break, but what an awesome closing right there. Equity. I love it. So much happening in the state of California. You are listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Radio. We're going to go to a commercial break.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
I'm on my way, I'm making it.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. That's the blast from the past. Welcome back into the show here, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here, broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world, iHeartRadio. You guys, just it's just been an awesome show, just filled with just great information. For those women out there, we celebrate you that are building business wherever you're at in the world, wherever you're at on the planet. Keep doing it. Keep taking your place. And Tara Lynn said it great. And Debbie, in terms of the three power words, persevere, right? Power, right? Purpose. Those are powerful, powerful words. And we want you to make your mark on the universe. And so before we get out of here today and just talk a little bit more about you, about the women out there that are building businesses that maybe you haven't even started a business yet. And hopefully this shows an encouragement to you. And the guys out there, support the power women in your life. They're standing on shoulders. I'm standing on my mother's shoulders, who was entrepreneurial, but was too ill to really run a business. And so we're standing on other shoulders out there. And so I would ask Debbie, what kind of advice, and we started the show early on with some great advice. What else would you say? We are wrapping up, and you were building these companies in other countries and had to learn the language and all of that. That's a big deal. That's just powerful. You know, let's let you salute them and give them that final word of encouragement.
Yeah, I would just say to all the women entrepreneurs out there, like, hey, keep going, like, build those great companies, like, provide great products and services for all of us to take advantage of. And for those women who are considering entrepreneurship, come to the SBDC, learn about entrepreneurship, take some of our classes, right? Margaret mentioned I oversee the training program. And we have a lot of great training. So you can just start with that. And if it's something you want to pursue, please come back and have some advising sessions with us. We will help you all.
Did we lose Debbie there?
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me, Margaret?
Yes, yes, you dipped out there. So okay. Go ahead, and you were in your zone, so go ahead and wrap up what you were saying. We don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, for women out there who are considering entrepreneurship, please come and see us at the SBDC. We have a lot of great training programs and no-cost advising. So we will really help you all the way through the process and, you know, walk with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the website, what website should they go to start that process, Debbie?
Yes, they should go to the NorCalSBDC.org website, and you'll find out how to sign up to be a client. You can check out our training services. We've got a lot of great stuff on our website.
Absolutely. And if you are not in the NorCal SBDC area, that's okay. Go out to AmericasSBDC.org and you can find the SBDC that is near you. So whatever state that you're in, go out to AmericasSBDC.org and you can find the SBDCs that are local to you, so you can get the support that you need, along also with the Women Business Centers. That being said, let me give Tara Lynn Gray an opportunity to give her wise words to you as well before we get out of here today.
I would say look around and don't go it alone. There are women leaders everywhere. The NorCal SBDC network is led by a woman who has placed other women leaders in place. We have women business centers. We have community-based organizations. We have women in lending. We have women counselors. I think about half of the counselors, 1,000 or so that are in the network in California,
are women. So do not go it alone. As Debbie said, find a resource. Check out our website, telosba.ca.gov. We have a map, interactive map there, where you can find all of the technical assistance resources. We list all of our programs. Get subscribed to our newsletter so that you can be in the know when a program is launching. And then we celebrate. I have a large staff that's placed throughout the state, and we celebrate engagement specialists that work with businesses on the ground. We believe that supporting small business is a contact sport, and we are actively engaged. So connect with us and
get connected.
Do not go it alone.
Right. Don't go it alone. We got to get out of here. Absolutely fantastic. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. Go out there and be fantastic.